This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The key index on the Hong Kong stock market surged 3.4% today after the Trump administration over the weekend signaled a tougher stance toward Beijing's move to take away the territory's autonomy, with the White House saying it'll cancel Hong Kong's special U.S. trade status. Chinese officials are accusing the Trump administration of hypocrisy when it comes to public dissent. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Over the weekend, Chinese foreign ministry officials and the state-owned media accused President Trump of a double standard. They accused the president of praising Hong Kong protesters, but cracking down harshly on demonstrators in the U.S. One foreign ministry spokeswoman tweeted out George Floyd's last words, "I can't breathe." In response to a tweet from a U.S. State Department spokeswoman, she had accused China of breaking its promises to the people of Hong Kong after the Chinese government approved a tough new security law for the territory. Last week, President Trump said he would end preferential treatment for Hong Kong. So, for example, Hong Kong would be subject to export controls that keep some sensitive U.S. technology from going to China. It's not clear if Hong Kong will have to start paying U.S. tariffs on its exports. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.